This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Should we call recess on this recession talk? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Stocks are coming off a strong week, the best since May, with the NASDAQ index, composed of many technology companies, up more than 2% last week. Later this week, we'll get quarterly profits from Amazon, Google Alphabet, Meta, Facebook, Microsoft, plus some other biggies, including Ford, McDonald's, and Exxon. And there's the real economy, where things hang in the balance, still a shortage of people to hire, but what are those strange clouds over there? To start the week, let's consult a familiar voice here, economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
We learned this morning from a fresh report on business conditions that firms are very worried about maybe recession ahead. Consumer confidence comes out tomorrow. And what's happening Wednesday afternoon, just after lunch, Eastern, Central, and Mountain Time?
Yeah, the Fed will be raising interest rates 75 basis points. So that will bring it up to a target range of 2.25% to 2.5%.
Not going to be a shock, right? I mean, you just said that's what's going to happen.
Yes, the market is widely anticipating that. In fact, they were wondering after last inflation report whether they would go a full percentage point, but the Fed officials have signaled that they're going to go only 75 basis points.
Now, I know you've said it before, but say it again, Julia. If gross domestic product, which comes out on Thursday, comes out with a negative sign, it'll be two quarters in a row of contraction, but...
We are not in a recession. GDP is notoriously poorly measured in real time. It is revised enormously over time. The more reliable indicator is jobs, David. Jobs, jobs, jobs. If we are still creating jobs, last number was almost 400,000, we are not in a recession.
Julia Coronado, economist at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
But let's get more now on what may turn out to be on paper a quote-unquote recession, with the real recession possibly coming later if the Federal Reserve overdoes it with higher interest rates. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen this weekend was not buying into this recession narrative. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Usually, when there are two quarters in a row of negative GDP, the country ends up in a recession. But it's not inevitable, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told NBC's Meet the Press that the state of the current economy simply does not meet the definition of a recession.
We're seeing a slowdown, but I don't think that that's a recession. A recession is broad-based weakness in the economy. We're not seeing that now.
So slowing, yes. Recession, no. Still, recession fears have already dragged the stock market lower this year. Many investors and CEOs worry the Federal Reserve can't raise interest rates enough to tame inflation without causing a recession. Yellen conceded that the future, even near term, is uncertain.
I'm not saying that we will definitely avoid a recession, but I think there is a path that keeps the labor market strong and brings inflation down.
Provided everything else goes right in the world. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
College students have plenty to deal with these days, paying for college, and once they get there is classwork, and for many, living on their own, and the pandemic is flaring again. That's all tricky enough, but it's especially hard for students dealing with mental health concerns. Elisa Roth reports there are some new services from businesses.
Scott Markin was helping his son apply to college. His son wanted to go to a big school.
And so I was nervous about that.
Because he says his son has mental health issues and mild autism and had always gone to small schools with a lot of support. Applying to college is always stressful, but students like Markin's son have to think about more than just what majors are offered or what the party scene is like. So Markin saw the opportunity for a new business. And now his company, Ed Redefined, helps students like his son navigate the process. He looks at things like how ready a student is to live independently.
How much knowledge do they have about their diagnosis? Do they currently receive therapy? Do they currently take medication? How much they know about that medication?
Some students need to take fewer classes each term, which can mean more semesters to graduate. Others need to find new therapists, and those near campus may be out of network. Markin also helps students think through things like testing accommodations and how to apply for them. But sometimes students need more help than that. A mental health care company called The Dorm helps 18 to 30-year-olds. It offers care for everything from serious mental illnesses to substance use at sites in New York and D.C. The programs are designed to help clients with mental illness prepare for college life or to return to campus if they've taken a leave. Sarah Hart is director of the D.C. branch.
I like to say our treatment model here really is like a college class schedule. They're really coming and going from our location, similar to the way that they would on a college campus.
The spaces are meant to feel campus-like rather than clinical and to provide ways for clients to connect with their peers. But none of that is cheap. Families have to pay up front. The lowest level of care costs $150 an hour in D.C., but the most intensive treatment can run as high as $20,000 a month. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And you may recall Evergrande, the huge real estate developer in China that's been teetering on the edge amid oceans of debt. Well, there's news today. Evergrande's chief executive and chief financial officer have both resigned after an initial investigation found the vast firm may have been moving money around between its divisions in inappropriate ways, $2 billion worth. Also, the BBC's reporting that China could soon set up a $44 billion fund to shore up China's shaky real estate sector. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.